The 4-2 Hastings Raiders football team will travel to 1-5 Bloomington Jefferson at Bloomington Stadium on Thursday night right here on KDWA Radio. The Raiders are coming off their best offensive performance of the season, winning at Two Rivers by a final score of 42-31. As head coach Dana Strain told KDWA Sports during our pregame interview on Wednesday, that Saturday afternoon game was a ton of fun for everybody involved.
It was a lot of fun. I talked to the kids going into it that Saturday afternoon football is a great environment, very much like Friday Night Lights. It's special in its own way. And so I was just hoping that we'd go in and play well and get to enjoy that atmosphere. And we played extremely well. Kids came out and did everything that we asked of them. Played exceptionally well, probably our best football game to date, really, across the board, and got a chance to get everybody into the game, really. And so it was a great win for us and a great weekend for us, and we're excited to get going here against Bloomington.
We've talked about the importance all season long about jumping ahead on your opponent, especially on the road. That's what the Raiders did on Saturday at Two Rivers, jumping ahead by a score of 42-2 in the third quarter. Now, it may not have to be a 40-point lead on Thursday night, but that early start will be crucial.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, we went in there and played really well to start the game. That's always important, you know, against any opponent. It's important whether you're home or a road. It's something that we talk about a lot is our ability to start fast and play well early. And our kids did that, and we jumped on them pretty early and built a lead. And what I thought was most impressive is that we never let up. Kids showed great focus, even as things really started to snowball our way. Sometimes you can get caught where you start to take things for granted. I didn't think our kids did that. I told the kids I was especially proud of them for how we came out of the half, stayed in attack mode and scored immediately on offense, to just continue to play aggressively and try to attack the win and win every play. And so I was just very impressed in so many different ways, as you mentioned, for how our kids played across the board in all phases. So it was just a great day for us.
The Raiders need to look at this game on Thursday night almost as a playoff game. You're playing against one of your new sectional rivals. You're at a place you've never been to before, against jerseys of another color that you really haven't seen on the gridiron. This type of game Thursday night will go a long way in preparing our Raiders for the playoffs.
That's a great point. Then you go back and you look at Chanhassen on week one, where we're on the road against a team we hadn't played and at a venue that we hadn't played. And, you know, the newness of that, it's something that we always try to talk to the kids about what the stadium's going to be like and so forth. And get a place like Jefferson here, we don't know what it's going to be like. We've never been there before. So you're right. You know, your kids have to learn to go into an environment like that and quickly adapt. We talk about this before, but football players are creatures of habit and they love structure. And when you get them out of that, or if they're going into unfamiliar land, it's something you have to address. So it's a great point by you that this is a chance for us to go somewhere we haven't been, go on the road, go against an opponent we haven't seen a lot of. We've got a little bit of film on them, and we just got to continue to play well and play well here in this venue. So we're looking forward to it. It adds some excitement, too. It's fun to go some different places and see some different people. And you know, I talked about this when we played Chanhassen, too, but you meet the other coaches, and it's just fun to do some of that. It's a little bit different feel, and so we're excited about it, and we're looking forward to playing our best football.
Raiders at Jefferson Thursday at 7.